Statistics are only a part of this story. Perlin says he's going on the road.
What I'm ultimately envisioning is a kind of political travel log. It'll have the feeling almost of travel writing, but with a kind of urgency and, you know, not just a jaunt, not just a kind of, you know, not just travel for travel's sake, but, you know, travel in search of these stories, talking to people, seeing what people's lives are like.
In his bio for the Sitka Fellows Program, Perlin describes a few places he refers to as the third world inside America's borders. Infant mortality in Memphis is higher than in Syria or Libya. Life expectancy on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota is comparable to sub-Saharan Africa. This is a reversal in economic dynamics that goes beyond household income.
And not just poverty, also, you know, environmental depredation, housing issues, education issues, areas where here in the United States we're now demonstrably reaching third world levels in certain respects, just as the traditional third world has been progressing a great deal over the last couple of decades through their economic development policies.
Perlin calls it the geography of hardship. Economic statistics and census tracking are just a way in, a way for the quantitative to lead to the qualitative.
I think it's not enough to be sort of riding through a car, riding along in a car at 50 miles an hour and looking out the window and saying, oh, that's a blighted area, that's third world over there. What you have to do is you get the background information, you gather the statistics and other information that's available, you talk to people, you spend time with people, and then, you know, from that, a picture will emerge of what hardship actually really looks like.
Although Sitka is not a part of his study, Perlin says the community illustrates why it is so important that his research take place on the ground. From the glittering ballroom of a cruise ship anchored in the harbor, Sitka's waterfront is an odd mix of well-tended historic properties, trailer homes, working watercraft of all kinds, some barely afloat, and industry. Even with the occasional mega yacht, the town is no Saint-Tropez. Unless, Perlin says, you ask someone who lives here.
Your eyes can tell you a story that doesn't necessarily add up to what people are actually feeling in a community. And that's an important reason to actually spend time talking to people, understanding kind of how people see it from the inside.
Perlin says he's not a social scientist. He double majored in East Asian studies and classics at Stanford and studied for his master's degree at Cambridge on a Marshall scholarship. He lived for 3 years in China while in school. Perlin, at 29, is the self-described graybeard of the Sitka Fellows program. He broke out on the national scene recently with his book, Intern Nation, How to Earn Nothing and Learn Little in the Brave New Economy.
I'm not an intern abolitionist by any means. The book I wrote was meant to and did kind of stimulate a national conversation just about, you know, the way that we train young people, the way we transition from the classroom into the workplace. And internships have really become, you know, this sort of key gateway, a virtual prerequisite to get into the white-collar world, which is increasingly where people kind of need to be for high-level jobs and jobs that pay well. But there are excesses in that system, and, you know, I think there are some aspects of internships we need to question, particularly, you know, they're being unpaid and lacking certain legal protections. But there are places that are doing it well and that can serve as models.
Perlin says he considered many options around the country for a residency this summer, but he thought coming to Sitka was a way to be both inside America and a little on the outside. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.